15, is that the ship? I want to progress a little bit in the Gemara, but before we do that, I want to see the Tosfos, the Dira Masko Afaga. Let us begin. The Gemara had said, Feirish, that there is a loke. And even though what it says, and even though it says that in order to collect from Nichsi Yisoyim, you need a Shuv, even though it said what? Even though it said you need a Shuv, I don't know, this is not working. Even though Lamai said, even though it said, Damar Ba'alif Nichsi Yisoyim, you failed the Shuv, Hazaka lo'avin inish, the parav goes zimne. The din is that since there's a chazak and no one pays in midterm of the due of the loan, Dr. Jaza's not on anyway though today, he said. Baba God, the Yom Mar, normally you need to collect with the Nechsiyasom with a shua. Here you don't need a shua. Here you can collect without a shua. Yes? That's what the Gemara says to Fevish. Where is this phrase, v'afagav? Where is this statement, afagav domer rabbonim? Where is this phrase? What is this phrase, afagav domer rabbonim? Is it a Mishnah? Is it a Brisa? What exactly is it quoting here when it says, afagav domer rabbonim? Okay?
Where is the domer rabbonim?
Yeah, where is it? Is it a Mishnah? Is it a Brisa? That's what I want to begin with today with the Tosfos. The Ramask of Afogav. Let's see inside the Maisa. Let's see inside the Taisis. Okay? Yosef, go ahead and read the Taisis. Aim at Bay, the Ramask of Afogav. Let's go, guys. Where is everyone in mind? After the Chizuk of Jake.
It wasn't good.
Maisa, I'm sure it was fine. I'm sure it was great. There's got to be a response. I'm in mind. Yeah, go ahead.
The Afogav.
I have Afagav. You have the Afagav?
Oh, no, I guess the
and the Gemara is the Afagav in the Taisus. Taisus says Afagav. Go ahead. Go ahead. There's a Bryce in Perik HaKaisiv. Like the Gemara has a comment over there. What can I do? The Chachamim say like this, meaning that you have to take a shul. So you get the impression that there's a Mishnah floating out there somewhere. Ma'asa, what can I do? I have to require you to do a shul because you're not allowed to collect from Nichsi Yisoyimim, Lamaisa. That's a Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Mishum Abba, Shob, and Ema Miriam. Subis Pezayinim at Aleph. He says, what can I tell you? I have no choice but to make you what? Take a shul. Okay? So you get the impression when it said Umashma, go ahead.
Umashma, Mishnah, Mishum, Mako.
There must be a Mishnah somewhere that says this. The Chacham must have said it in the Mishnah somewhere in Shas. Shara v'chachamim. They said it somewhere in Shas. Go ahead.
Tema, Hecha amru chachamim de me'almana leka.
And that was talking about Almana there. So how can you say that the general did anytime you collect from Nichsi Yisom, you need a shrua? That's talking about Almana. And since it's talking about Almana, why is Almana different? We know from the previous Taisus. Why is Almana different? Because why? Tanai Beisdin. You can't extrapolate from there. It's a precious thing. It's a precious thing to everyone. Everyone pays it, Lamaisa. So therefore, if everyone pays it, it must be that you collected already. So that's why you can't take from the Yisrael unless you took a shuva promising you never collected yet. Go ahead. Again, the Tema. Oh, that's the Tanai Beisdin. So therefore, that's different. That's why you need a shuva by it. Go ahead. We're afraid it's a precious chiyuv. You always make sure you want to pay to give her money back. So only in that case, but other Baalei Chov, Lamaisa, other Baalei Chov, make a Taisi. Why should we extrapolate from there that there's a requirement of a Shvuah? Okay, where is this Amri Rabbanan? So it can't be what the case in Ksubas, Perek HaKosa, I forgot. I think it's the ninth Perek. Perek HaKosa is the ninth Perek in Ksubas. It is, I think so. So since it's the ninth parak Ksubis, we thought maybe it's there. It can't be there. That's talking about Almana. So it can't be. That's the marker. Go ahead.
The Omri midit not the parak Hakotev gabe misha mizin yach misha ubal so ubal so hayala milvet upikadon yacherim.
Excellent. It says in the Mishnah Berakos, if someone dies, God forbid, and he leaves over what? He leaves over a wife that she wants her ksuba, ubalchov, and he leaves over a balchov that he owes money to, and v'hai a loan, and he had a loan in the pikadon, v'yadacherim. He happened to have lent out $100,000 to a guy, and he also had to give it a deposit of $100,000 to a guy. Could be the same guy, could be different guys, but the bottom line is he had some cash. Yes? Happened to be the cash was not on hand. It was by another guy, yes? Since it was by another guy, what do you do? Go ahead, Yitnu. The lova or the nifkat, the borrower or the nifkat, give it to who? Give it to the yorshin. They don't give it straight to who? They don't give it straight to the woman, yes? They don't give it straight to the woman or the bachov. They give it back to the yorshin, let the yorshin do what they have to do. You follow me? That's what Yidnu L'Yorshu means. The loafer, the nifkat, who had the money, gives that $100,000 in a loan that he had, or as a deposit. You got me, Ariel, in the Cerulean, and gives it back to the Yorshu. Okay, go ahead. Shuku the mud. Everyone needs a Shua, and the Yorshu don't require a Shua. Everyone requires a Shua, and the Yorshu do not require a Shua. Who's everyone? Meaning anyone who wants to collect from Nifsi Solomon has to take a Shua. So that Lamaisa that has to take a shua that the person that died was tied to the money, and the Yorshim don't need to take a shua in order to take the money of their father. They're meaning that the Balchov, the Nifkat, the Lover, the Nifkat gives the money directly to the Yisomim. The Yisomim don't have to take a shua to get the money back, and they give the money directly to the Yorshim. What happens if the Balchov and the woman? What happens if the Balchov and the woman get what? Get a little bit. And they take the money themselves directly from the what? The lover, the nifkat. You know what we do? We take it away from them. If they want to collect money, they have to take a shvua to the yisomim. So since we have a phrase, kulum tzrichim shvua, what is that mashua? Anytime anyone wants to collect from this yisomim, you have to take a what?
Shvua.
You have to take a shvua. So you see the various that what? Maybe that's the mucker. So what's the mucker? Where's the Amar Rabbanan, Ariel? Truly, where's the Amar Rabbanan? It's a Mishnah Perek HaKosev, Da Pei Dalet. The first attempt we said is from Ksubis Daf what? Da Pei Zayin. It's not there, Lamaisa, but it's a few blad earlier, three blad earlier, Ksubis Pei Dalet and Manav. So that's the marker we found it. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah Ksubis Perek HaKosev. So it's Da Pei Zayin, it's Pei Dalet and Manav. Yeah? Three blad earlier. You got it?
Yeah.
That's the first suggestion. You got it down, number two. Vo'od, yeah. I'll give you another suggestion of a marker. Go ahead, let's go.
Yo.
Oh, you with me, Jack? We're in the toys. Dear Mas Kafaka, go ahead. Let's say, God forbid, a terrible case. The Mava lent money to the Loba $100 and they both died. The Mava and the Loba died, God forbid. So now you got two groups of orphans. Orphans of the Mava, orphans of the Loba. What's the din? The sons of the Mava cannot collect from the sons of the Loba until they take a shvua. They need to take a shvua. Okay, go ahead. Shalom, what type of shvua do they make? What are they going to make? They don't know what's going on. They don't know what their father's dealings were. So since they don't know what their father's dealings were, what type of shvua is it? Go ahead. We don't find amongst the documents that the shtarot shel Abba was paid. Right? And they have to take a shvua that what? We don't find amongst his documents. When we looked in his office after he died, God forbid, They found a bunch of documents, and one of the documents said that what? That your father, they say to the other group, owed my father money. Yes? And it didn't say stamp on Parua that it was paid. So that means it's a legitimate star, and you owe me money.
They bring the star.
They bring the star. They found the star, or I don't know if maybe they didn't find the star, because the thing is shua, if the star's right there, what do they need to take a shua for? They said we found it. Lamai said, I don't know, maybe it got destroyed afterwards. But we found a star in his office, and it wasn't stamped Parua there. Correct? So Alma, what do you see?
Alma. Gam al hayon nishva she'eno parua.
The father himself, the Mava, would have taken a shua that it wasn't paid. Right? He would have had to take a shua that it wasn't paid either. So you see that what? That in order to collect from Yisomim, the other Yisomim have to take a shua. Because we always predicate it based on what? What the father would have done. And since the father would have had to take a shvuah, the sons of the mom also have to take a shvuah. That's the klal. The klal is whatever the father would have done, the kids got to do. That's the din, halach l'maisa. Okay? And even if it's after zman, after zman, there's a chazak, a person pays, there's still a din of what? Shvuah eses. There's still a din of shvuah eses. The love always has to take a shvuah eses, halach l'maisa. If he claimed parati, he would have been believed. After zman, the love is believed, it's a parati. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, get it down, choshen mishpat simin ayin hesef, hey, that l'maisa, it's not that he's not believed, but a lov at the time of after this man can say parati, and he can take a shvuah eses to get out of it. Halacha l'maisa, even if the, as long as there's a tainus bari against him, even though l'maisa afal pikein, if there are eidim l'maisa there or l'maisa that he didn't pay, then the mob will collect even against the chazaka. But what I want to bring out is a litmus test is what? What's a litmus test? The litmus test is always the what? It's always the father. Okay, let's just go. Let's just get it. So what do you see from this? We'll get to that nekuda about Hesses later. So what do you see from this? You see from this the following. That if the father would have taken a shvuah, then the kids what? Got to take a shvuah. So we see Lamai said, since the father would have taken a shvuah, go ahead, Alma. Read again, the Alma. Alma, the Gamma Av. The Av would have taken a shvuah, had to take a shvuah, it wasn't Peru, so the kids also do. So what do you see from here? Wait, stop there for a moment. We dug up with another marker. What's the other marker? Where is this Mishnah? This is a Mishnah where?
Shvuas.
This is a Mishnah in Shvuas. What, Daf? Memheim and Aleph. So where are the two makaros of Tanaic literature in Shas? Bikanam and Rambanah. Subis Pei Dalanam and Aleph. Shvuas, what, Daf? Memheim and Aleph. You dug up two Mishnayas. That serve for us as a makor, that anyone who wants to collect from your son needs to take a shvuah. Okay? Let's go, guys. We've got to be bisman, guys. Guys, we got to be bisman. I feel you're always on time, Lamaisa. We've got to be bisman. The preciousness of the time. So Tosus dug up with two makors. How did he begin the Tosus? He thought the makor for Pei Zion was a makor. It's not a makor. Why is it not a makor? Why is Pei Zion Amalf not a makor? Truly. Why is Pei Zayin HaMalaf not a mucker? Because it's Almana. Almana, box it in. Box it in, Lamais. Almana, we don't box in. The other two makaras is the Mishnah where? In Ksubas Bedal and in Shuas. Go ahead, Mikan Mashmo.
Mikan Mashmo. Shein hotz ishtako vachadero. Yomar lishtave ali. To lo paraticha begozidna. Ein tzarkas ha-shua.
So it's amazing Kiddush, no? What does he want to say here? What does he want to say here in this Chiddush? Amazing. What's Mikan Mashma? What do the words Mikan Mashma mean? From here I want to develop a rule. Mikan from here Mashma implies. Tois develops a rule here. What is the rule? What is the rule? The rule is if a father dies, what does our Gemara say? You're gova without a shvuah from the adults, Yisomo. Because Chazak ain't out of Pareb Toks Mano. Let's say I whip out a star. I want you guys to get this. I lend someone money. Remember we said there are two types of loans in halacha? What are the two types of loans in halacha? We said it from the Mishnah, in Baba Basra, in Armasifta. Kufay and Hamadav. What are the two loans? An oral loan, Nova Alpeh. And what's the written loan? Nova Bishtar. Yes? What is it been? What does a Nova Alpeh collect from? Only from the Nahasim and Echorim. Nova. Alpeh, Yegova, Rak, Minachasim, B'nei Chorim. I can't hear you.
What's B'nei Chorim again?
Freed up property. I lend you $100,000 at the end of the month. You got no cash. I can take your parking lot. That's your property. It's freed up. What about a Mila B'Shtar? What does a Mila B'Shtar mean, Sruli? I have a document that I lent you $100,000. Two Adib signed at it. What can I be going from? I feel him in the chas v'shur. Where's the marker? Kufay and Ham and Aleph. Mishnah Baba Basra. Get all the makayrus. Kufay and Ham and Aleph. The Mishnah and Baba Basra. You have to know this. Mil Baal Peth.
He owes me else money.
Go by Filu. What'd you say?
That's he owes me else money.
No. I have a star. I lent you $100,000. At the end of the month, you got nothing. You don't have any property, but you sold him a parking lot in the middle of the month. The chas v'shur bought him. The kuchos. The chas v'shur bought him. The kuchos said the same thing. Remember we said it? Filu menachasim mishubanim. You got to know this thing, guys. Okay? You know why this din is so? I'm going to introduce you to the whole din, so you'll know everything. I'm not going to stop at it. I'm going to say it, the din. What is the concept? Shibudim. Shibudim d'iraisa. This is on the next moment. Kufayin Hamid Beis. What does Shibudim d'iraisa mean? Mortgages. Mortgages. Shibudim means mortgage are a strong concept. You can, they can pump 800 pounds. That's what d'iraisa means. It's a strong concept. When I lend you the money, not only do I can I get the cash, I can get your property. There's a lien on your property. It's such a strong concept, you should be able to even collect from what? Nechasim Shubanim by Nora Long. Why'd they stop? Why did they disallow this from being collected from Nechasim Shubanim if it's a strong concept? Because Jake didn't have a coal. Ain't coal, the Milval pet. There's no coal. There was no way for Jake to know there was a lien on the property, so you would get messed up. Ain't coal. Milval Peh. So it's not fear to Jake. So they stopped, guys. They stopped based on the power of the Chachamim that you don't have the ability to collect from a Chassidim or a loan. That's the old Shibudi D'Raisa. But a Milva Bishtar, I forgot to write it. Milva Bishtar. Please get that down. Milva Bishtar. You see that number two? So that's if you old Shibudi D'Raisa. What happens if you old? It's a weak concept. What's a weak concept mean? Shibudi D'Ravono. By the way, remember I told you what pasuk is it? What is it, Benji? Priest Bachov Mitzvah. Where's the pasuk? Hin, Vayikra. Hin Sedek. Very good, Benji. If you hold Shibudi the Rabbanan, remember I told you I was going to say what pasuk? We will talk about another time. But what is Shibudi the Rabbanan? It's a weak concept. Shibudi the Rabbanan is that it's a weak concept. So if it's a weak concept, what does that mean? You should never be able to collect from what? Nechasim Shubanim. Ever. No. Since it's so weak, I should only be able to collect from Yosef, who the borrower is. What gives me the ability to collect from Jake? Shalotino delas. You shouldn't lock the door in front of who? In front of lenders. No one's going to lend money. If I only have the ability to collect from Yosef, at the end of 30 days, he doesn't have the money. Forget about it. I'm not going to lend any money. I want the ability to collect from someone else. So they extended a milva bishtar to be able to collect from chasam shubadim, even though it's a weak concept. This is 2 days in the Gemara Baba Basra, Kufay and Hayim Beis. You guys got the Gemara. Let's look at it inside. Why not? Lamaisa. We got it. We got the Masechta. Take a look at it. Kufay and Hayim Aleph. Follow me quickly on this. You remember this the rest of your lives, Lamaisa. Take a look. You thought I was joking you. It's right in there. Look at the Kufay and Hayim Aleph. I'll read it. Here we go. Follow it. Hamavis Chaveri. Mishnah in the last line there. Hamavis Chaveri Bishtar. What's that called? A Milva Bishtar. Go to the Chashim Wadim. Kufay and Hayim Aleph Yosef. The last line in the Mishnah there. Kufay and Hayim Aleph. Hamad Aleph. The Mishnah here. Hamavis Chaveri Bishtar. Everyone got it? Go to the Chashim Shubadim. That's a Milva Bishtar. You thought I was joking? You've been young. Look on the board. That's what the Mishnah says. Ayyadei Aidim. What's Ayyadei Aidim? That's a Milval Pen. There were eight of them. There was no star. Go of him in the chasim and echayrin. There it is. Turn the kufay and ayin and beis back mode. You ready? Look at the Gemara. Kufay and ayin and beis. Amarula. Devar Torah. On a level, the Yeraisa. Echad nova bishtar. Echad nova val peh. Both of them should be able to collect go of him in the chasim and echayrin. My time at Shibudit the Yeraisa. Vel matam amu milval peh in a go of him in the chasim and echayrin. Why'd they stop it? Mishum say the Gulakuchos because it would mess up Jake. Jake doesn't know there's a coal on that. There's no lien. It would be fear to him. Skip a little bit now. Skip a little bit to the next two lines. Actually, we'll read that. We won't skip. Ihachi Milva Bishtar Nami. Why don't you also constrict the Milva Bishtar? That's a great kasha, no? Why would Milva Bishtar have the ability to collect from Jake? Jake, you messed yourself up. You should have looked in whether it was a lien. You have to do research when you buy real estate. And you didn't go to a title company and make sure there's no lien. Let's go the other way. Take a look. My time is Shibud Alav D'Yeraisa. So then why'd they extend it? There it is. In order not to lock the doors, they extended it. Frek the Gemara, Ihachi, Milval Ped, Nami. Why did they extend an oral loan to collect from Usher's Bonim? Hussam Lesley Kala. There's no call by oral loan. See, when you write a shtar, you have to get a sofer. It's expensive. You have to pay a sofer. People hear about it. People start, you know, schmoozing in the town. Oh, this guy's lending this guy with a written loan. When you have a milva al peh, it can be very quiet. But when it's a milva b'shtar, people hear about it. So I want you to know this did. Why did we get on? Why did we discuss this? Because we bring it back to our Tosas. What does our Tosas say? Our Tosas says, Mikan mashma. From here, I want to develop a rule. And that is that if I take out a shtar and I show to Yosef, you owe me $100,000. Read the end of the Tosas, Yosef. Now, Mikan mashma. Guys, go back to our Tosas now. Mikan mashma.
Mikan mashma. Putzi shtar, chol avna zera. Yamar lo, ishtaveli.
So that statement, I take out a shtar that proves that Yosef owes me $100,000. Yosef says, Rebbe, you know what? Do me a favor. Take a shvuah to me that I didn't pay you. Those are the words. That's the translation. You got it? Ishtaba li. Yosef says to me, Rebbe, take a shvuah to me that I didn't pay you. Basically, Yosef is implying, Rebbe, I want you to take a shuah to say that I didn't pay you back yet. So what does Tosu say here? If I take out my shtar, do you have the right to do that, yes or no?
No.
You do not have the right to do that. That is correct. Ein sarfosh, I do not have to do that. And I can just say, Yosef, pay me up and that's it. Yes? Does everyone got that? How do we see that from this din? What does Mikan Mashma mean? We always have to try to understand every line of Tosfos. What does Mikan Mashma mean? From here, I'm developing a rule. Where did you see the rule developed? I'll tell you why. Because what does it say in our Gemara? Dealing with adult orphans, what does it say? Because this chazaka of Ein Adam Poreya B'Tosmano is such an important chazaka. And it's so strong that no one pays during the window of time of the loan. No one pays it. Therefore, normally to collect from Yisomim, I need a shvuah. Do we need a shvuah in our case? No. That's what the Gemara says. Is that correct? So Tosas, I'm developing from our Gemara a rule that if I take out a shtar in the Malva against the Lova, Yosef has no right to say, Rebbe, take a shvuah that I didn't pay back. Because I don't need to take a shvuah, Yosef. Because we have a famous chazak of Reish Lakish, Ein Adam Poreya B'Tolks Malva, and finished. So Yosef has no right to expect that of me to take a shvuah. Does everyone cop that? He develops this principle, which was talking about taking from Yisomim, that normally needs a shvuah, and here it does not, because this principle of chazakah is so strong, it also allows me to collect from a regular guy, Malvin Leiva, and he has no right to ask me for a shvuah. Now where does this klal come up? Yishtabu nidor praticha, it's in shvuah sandaf memalef from an aleph. Rav Papa has this klal that the lova can sometimes ask you, please take a shvuah. Please take a shvuah. But in this case, you asked me to take a shvuah that you didn't pay me toksman. I don't need to do that. We're going with a chazaka. Okay? That is the klal. So how do we summarize this Tosfos? Tosfos wants to know, where's the Amar Rabbana? He says, maybe it's what? Pezayin Amar Alf, it can't be because that's only Almana. So you can't extrapolate. Where is it? It's Pedalin Amar Tiksuba. By the case of what? By the case of someone died and he had a chiyu, he had to pay his wife and a bathov, and he left the money over by a loiva or a pikshomer, and they get the money back. And if they want to collect, they have to, if the bathov and the woman want to collect, they need to take a shvuah. That's a good marker, and then he gives a marker from Zion that the case of the Yisomim went from the Yisomim, because the father, right, because the father, man, they enough, the father would have had to take a shvuah, so would not the father would not have had to take a shvuah, would have been Nishma. I'm sorry, would have been Nishma. He would have been Nishma that it wasn't stamped Paruah, so the kids also have to take the shvuah that it wasn't paid as well, halacha lemaisa. Okay? All right, and then Tosfos concludes by developing a rule that this chazaka is so strong, the lova cannot ask me to take a shvuah not to pay. Yes, first Binyamin, then Yosef. Yeah, go ahead.
In what case would it be that the father has to, what would the father would have to possibly do a shvuah if he has a shtar, then he doesn't have to do a shvuah. If he doesn't have a shtar, then it's almost meant for a right, we don't believe in bechlal. So under what circumstance are we going to say...
What do you mean? The shvuahs are all derabanan here. Binyamin. So therefore, the father would have had to take a shvuah that it wasn't peruah, so the kids do also. The shvuah sanotman. Remember we wrote on the board? Last week we had that framework of shvuahs. It's a shvuah midrabanan.
Right.
So midrabanan, they have to take a shvuah in order to collect. So the father would have had to take it. The kids also have to take it too as well.
So then what's Tosfos' rule that he's making again? If you have a shtar, you don't have to take shvuah.
You tell me. Because what's it going against? What's it going against? What's it going against? It's not just Moskva L'Raya. It's more than that. In fact, Mitzvah Torah is inappropriate to say. Why is it inappropriate to say? I always stress that to you guys. What are the two ways that a guy's potter? That there never was a chiyuv. That's Mitzvah Torah. Or I paid it back. Your motive that there was a loan. What are we dealing with here? Chazaka ain't out of Parev Toksmano. That's a very important chazaka. It's so strong you don't need a shvuah. The guy can collect. So that's why here, Tosfos develops the rule and says, when you're going against Chazak and Abraham Pras Muno, the Malva doesn't have to take any shvuah at all.
Why
nothing.
What do you mean?
Why do we care if he has a star?
I don't care about what kind of coal.
Because the star would not have been enough. The star he needs with a shvuah. With the star alone, he would have needed a shvuah, but it's going against Chazak and Abraham Pras Muno. And since going against Chazakah and Baruch's motto, that means clearly, 100%, I don't need a shvuah. I can collect straight up. You're bringing out great kashas. You're pushing it. That's great. I'm proud of you. Yeah, even with the shtar, he would have needed a shvuah. But in this case, what did you say?
Father that potentially pays back your potential.
No, he doesn't. No.
What
are you bothered by? So I don't understand what you're bothered.
Why doesn't the father, when he pays back early, now why does he not take back
the shtar? He's not paying back early. He's taking the shvuah.
Right.
He's taking the mav is taking a shvuah that it wasn't paid.
Right.
To collect from the father.
So why can't the mav just say he didn't take the shtar? I still have the shtar. Clearly, he didn't pay me back yet.
What did you say?
Why can't
the father is the mav? There are two guys died. The malva died and the lova died. They're both groups of yorkshire. So the father was the mav would have had to take a shvuah. So if the father would have had to take shvuah, his yisomim are of the mav have to take a shvuah.
So if the father would want to take the Yisomim, why can't he say the Yisomim? If your father is paying you back early.
Not early. Why can't you say early? That's not the case. Our Gemara is the case. The Mikan Mashma is Toksman.
Right.
The case over there is not Toksman.
So it's after
Yisomim? Yeah, Amru Rabbanan. Amru Rabbanan. Both from this is on Will Yifrel of the Shvuah. Classical case. But our Gemara is saying Toksman, you don't need it. So that's what Tosh is saying. Mikan Mashma. That if a motzi shtar chov and Yosef asks me take a shvuah that I didn't pay back toksman, I don't need to take the shvuah.
When paying back the loan, why does he not take the shtar? Why is the shtar ever in the malva's hand?
That's normally the principle which we're going to get to. The principle is that I have a shtar proves to me that you haven't paid it back. That's called shtar chaviyadi my boy. What is the phrase shtar chaviyadi my boy? Starfa Biyadi my boy. What does that phrase mean? Who holds the star? Who writes up the star? It's a mishnah in the end of the Masechta. The Lova pays the sovereign right the star. Who holds the star? The Malva holds the star to prove that he lent the money. When the Lova pays him back, the Lova's gonna demand the star back. Yes? And if I still have a star, what does that prove? Starcha biyadi, your star in my hand. What is it doing there? That's a proof you haven't paid it back.
So then, how did the Yisomim say we have? The Yisomim say the other Yisomim, we have the star that your father didn't pay back.
They need to take a shvuah.
So
Because it's not toksman. That's what I keep telling you. The star is not enough. You need to take a shvuah.
If I have a shtar, that means it wasn't paid back yet. Because otherwise, I could just say shtar b'yadi. Why do I need to take a shvuah?
Right, but Lamaisa, when it comes to Yisomim, what's the famous principle? You always need a shvuah. If it's two guys on the street, you're absolutely right. Shtar from b'yadi b'yadi b'yadi. But there's a special rule by you can't take anything Yisomim unless you have a shvuah. Okay? What'd you say? What do you mean, unless it's bismano? Even if it's bismano, you need a shvuah. You Amru Rabbanan Lo Nifrei Minitzi Son of Ela
B'Shua. What's Tosfos' final point?
Mikan Mashma is talking about Toksman.
Right. Yeah, so
Toksman, but the case before is not talking about Toksman.
So the only time that you wouldn't require Shavuot by is Toksman.
Is Toksman? Why? Because of the principle of what? Chazak and Einan and Pareya, Toksman. So therefore, when I take out the Shtar and say to Yosef, please give me the money, right? Please give me the money. He says, Rabbi, no, I want a Shavuot to say that and pay back. I don't need to do that because no one pays back Toksman. Done. Finished. That is the principle, okay? Yes, great kashas. I'm proud of you. You're bringing out the nekuda. Everyone got this chlorine. That is the din, okay? If it's two guys on the street without orphans in the chanami, the star's enough to prove. I don't think any shvuah, but there's a cloud. Amru rabbana. Toso here gives you the makar, and then he develops this rule. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, the Ramban here has a different take. Let's get it. The Ramban says, he thinks the Raya is, and this introduces to us a new principle. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but Baruch Hashem, we're able to learn a lot of principles. As Hashem, we will continue in Baruch Asra. Right? I want you to yachti in Yasuf b'dinim. Omer, this is the last Mishnah, Baruch Asra, be Mishamshon b'nanas. You want to be a chokh b'yasuf b'dinim, Omer. There's a principle called Taimin. You ever heard of this principle?
We learned it last year.
Taninim. Yeah, we did? I don't remember that. Taninim in Psachim? I don't remember. Taninim means we speak up for the orphans. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Psach pikel ilim. Open your mouth for mute people. Yisomim don't know what to say.
We talked about when we were talking about Kulin Shepting. It goes around like...
I don't remember. Could be. Very good. Taninim means we open our mouths for the orphans. Based in must be their advocates. Psach... You hear about this a lot, right? Advocates, right? Especially people that are Cholim, God forbid.
Came up in Cholim.
Very good. That's what Ariel and Binyamin said. Okay, I don't remember. Proud of you guys. Sach Pichal Ilin. Taninim. Open your mouths for a mute people. Yes? Taninim. Means we make a claim for orphans. We're afraid that they're going to be abused. They won't know what to do. They'll be taken advantage of. They'll be taken advantage of here. Azri, you forgot your Gemara, Lamais. Always have in mind, Lamais.
Okay.
Okay, good, good. Now the Ramban writes, he thinks the following. Let me ask you a question. Why don't we say Taninin for the orphans? Why don't we say Taninin for the orphans and say their father would have said, Ishtabili Shlo Praticha? What did you say? No. In this principle, Amaisa, so much motzi d'shtar chov al chavera, right? And it's a din of ein zman, right?
Yeah.
So the Ramban is saying, he says, the Rai is, why don't we do tainin into the orphans and say that their father would have made a claim, ishtab ali d'lo praticha? Yes? In other words, what does our Gemara say? What did our Gemara say? Always go back to the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? In order to take from the Yisom and Gedolin, do you need a Shavua?
No.
Because the Chazaka ain't on a Pareh B'toch Zmano. So the Ramban says, I don't understand. Why don't the Beis Din stand up and say that if the father was alive, he would have said, Ishtab Adid Lo Praticha. The father would have said, Ishtab Adid Lo Praticha. That's what the father would have said. The father of the Lova... We're talking about the father died. May Slova. The father of the Lova would have said, you take a shvuah to me that you didn't what? That you didn't pay me back. Why does the Gemara ignore that? Why does the Gemara ignore the fact that the Lova would have said something and the Beis Din advocates on behalf of Yisoma? So you know what the answer is, the Ramban says? The Ramban says, we see from here, right? We see from here, Halacha L'maisa, that the chazaka of Eidan and Pareb Doxmano is such a strong chazaka that there is no tainin. We would not make a tainin. Normally we always care about Yisomim. So why don't we stand up and make a claim for Yisomim here?
The Ramban says.
Why don't we make up and make a claim for Yisomim? And what would that claim be? Swear to me that you don't pay. What's the answer? I'm going to write it down. Why don't we do Yishabali to Lo Praticha? Take a shvua ishtabali, the lo praticha bismani. I mean, sorry, the tokasma. Why don't we get up and do that? Make him take a shul. Why does our Gemara say black and white? You don't need a shul. You know what the answer is? Because of this chazaka is so strong. Ein adam what? Chazaka. Ein adam. Poreya. B'tov zmano. No one pays during the day. Therefore, we're not going to make a what? We're not going to make tenin. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says an amazing principle. Okay? And that's why he says, that's why I hold Mikan Mashma. That's why I hold Mikan Mashma. What is Mikan Mashma, Arye? Mikan Mashma, that chazaka is so strong that we don't even advance a claim on behalf of the orphans that the father would have said that. Because there's no way on earth anyone pays early. No way. To the degree that we don't even have to speak up for orphans. We don't even need to do tanin. That's what the Rabban says my kan mashma is. Okay? That's when the kan mashma is halach lamaisa. Okay? Now, why didn't Tosfos bring this up? Tosfos said mikan mashma, that he doesn't bring up tainin. He didn't bring up taininin. Tosfos just straight up, he said, mikan mashma, we see. What does the word mikan mean? What does mikan mean? From here. It means from this very own Gemara. The mikan, first Tosfos found the makor, period. Then he says, mikan mashma, this rule. And what is the rule? That chazaka b'drach goes on is so strong, you can't yishtab libra ticha. So Tosfos what? Proved it directly from our Gemara. The Ramban proved it that the Gemara didn't bring up taininin. Why didn't Tosfos speak about taininin? The Ramban says beautifully, though. Oh, what happened to taininin? You know why we don't say taininin? Because Chazak didn't bring up Tosfos. Why didn't Tosfos speak to taininin? You follow what I'm asking? What is the principles that Tosfos and the Ramban are proving? That if I whip out a shtarchov, I take out a shtarchov, Yosef the Lova cannot tell me to take a shul. Why? That I didn't pay Tosma. Because I know I didn't pay Tosma. I don't need to take a shul. You didn't pay me. This is a chazaka. No one pays Tosma, yes? Tosfos proves it directly from the Gemara. What does the Ramban prove it from? Binyamin. From the omission of what? From the omission of the principle of what? Taininin. All of a sudden, Taininin is ignored here. Why is Taininin ignored? The father might have made that claim, right, in our case in the Gemara, right? The Lova died, maybe the father would have made that claim. No, we don't do that because we know for sure it wasn't paid Tosman. Why did Tosman ignore Tainin? I want you to get this down. You have my Gemara. Ayin Amid Beis. Take a look at the Tosman. No. Ayin Amid Beis. Take a look at the Tosfos in Maskelman Damar. First lines of the Tosfos. Get it down. Go ahead, Azriel. Read it.
Read
the Tosfos asked.
Read the Amar Nishba Megova Kulu Les Leiter Alpesa.
Go ahead.
So Bim Tomer Tosfos asked. Akati Amai Gova Kulu De Enetion.
Taininin. We should do Taininin. What's the din tainin in here? Let me see the lush. Ayin Amid Beis, guys. Ayin Amid Beis. Dira Maska Mandam. Yeah. Go ahead. Mandam Nishma Vagova Kula Lays Kudra Chista. Go ahead. Read it in Ramaska. Mandamar.
Nishma
Vagova
Kula Lays Lora Chista.
Vim Tomar. Why do you collect the whole thing? The team Nito, let us claim. That's Taininin. Liasvinensu. Let us claim there was an accident. They lost the money. Okay, go ahead, Yesh Lomar.
Lomar,
Tosfos
answers
that Milsa,
the
low Shafef, Shafefi. Milsa, Yesh Milsa, Lo Shikahi, Lo what?
Lo Taininin.
Liasme. Beautiful. Get it down. Tosfos Mechadish and Kiddush, thank you. That you don't say Taininin on a Taininin, it's not uncommon. We don't say, now this is a Machleit of Shechter Shlita, always quotes this. I want you to get this down. So Machleit's Balamor Ramban. Do we say Taininin on a Taininin that's low Shia? Okay, it's a Machleit, I don't remember who says what.
That is low what?
An uncommon type of claim. Do we speak up for the orphans and say, oh, maybe this, or maybe that, if it's uncommon or not to defend them? Machlokas legabe tainina, tainina al tainam devo shiach. Do we do such a thing? Tosfos says, no, you don't. Lo osin. Lo omrim tainina. So machlokas the balamor and the rabban. Get it down. I don't remember who says what. The machlokas is bein balamor the rabban. What are the two approaches? Well, how does tainina work? The two ways you can work mechanically. What are the two ways? Either you actually are a mouthpiece. If you're a mouthpiece with orphans, something uncommon they never would say. You follow me? Or do you say no, that you look at the different factors of what you need in order to make a psak din? So it's not that an actual mouthpiece. It's an actual, I have to configure all the different factors. And if I could come up with a claim, that even though it's not common, still I can say it, to get them out of pain. So it's either admonish like you're a mouthpiece, kilu peshalahem, and therefore lo shia, lo sim, and therefore it's uncommon if we don't do. But if it's more of a what? If it's looking at all the factors, what does that mean? Nitunim.
You're like a lawyer.
Nitunim, exactly. Or like a judge even. You're looking at all the factors, then osin. Then we would say what? Osin, we would omrim tanin. We would say tanin even on an uncommon type of claim. So Tosus writes black and white that an uncommon claim, we don't do tanin. So maybe it's Tosus Lushitasa. Our Tosus might be Tosus Lushitasa. Why? Says the Sefer Dvar Yaakov. Because Lamaisa, Tosus ignores Tainin here. Why does Tosus ignore Tainin? Binyamin, why does our Tosus not bring up Tainin? Because a claim that you paid Tosman, is that common? It's uncommon. So Tosus doesn't even bring it up. And the Rabban, I just proved who holds what. Remember I said I didn't remember who says what? But the Rabban, obviously we're saying what? The Rabban must be the one who says, Omrim. The Balamor is the one who says you don't say it. At least I hope it's like that, that it turns out L'shitasa. Okay? So it comes out, L'maisa, that's why Tosus did not what? That's why our Tosus did not what? Did not bring up Tainin at all. Because according to Tosus, this is uncommon. You don't need to bring it up. So Tosus proves it directly from the Gemara. The Rabban says, "Oh, the fact that we didn't do Taininim must be that what this Chazak is so strong." Otherwise, because they would do Taininim on what? On an uncommon claim. But the bottom line is, it's so strong. This proves Lamaisa. This proves Alach Lamaisa that Lamaisa that it's that there's no what talks mana. There's no suffix at all. Okay. Let's go a step further on this. You got this so far? Let's go a step further. Yosef, you got it? That's why Tosus L'shitasa doesn't bring up Tainini, because it's L'shia. So you never would think that it goes to it. The Ramban L'shitasa says, yes, you do. You can't say Tainini on L'shia. So therefore, you can figure, say it here. Vibap, you don't say it because Chazak and Rebzor are so powerful. Then Mikan, the Maisa. That's the Mikan. Okay, if you look in the Raj, in Simon Tess, he quotes the Ramban, the shame of Haigo. You with me? Mm-hmm. Let's get it. The Russian Simon Tess quotes Rav Haigo. He quotes the Russian Simon Tess. The Ramban quotes Rashim Rav Haigo. That the Loba himself can be Mashpia the Malva if he's Tonin Bari. Who's the Loba himself? He's alive. He didn't die. Baruch Hashem. We had him be gestorben the whole time. Let's say he's alive. Can the Lova say to the Malva, I know for sure I paid you. I'm Bari. Yes, he can. The Lova himself can mashpia the Malva if he's telling Bari. He definitely can. Only Legabi Yisomen, which they don't know what's flying, the Yisomen, there's no Chiyuv Shvuah. There is no Chiyuv Shvuah at all. And Bezdin cannot claim on their behalf of Taininin because there's a Chazak Einan Pareb Toksmano. So the Rosh quotes the Ramban and says, I want you to know something. Haba, you with me? Haba, Lifra Menichsi Yisomim, Lo Yifra Elawad. But in our case, chazaka in an imperative dosmano, and therefore I can collect even without a shvua. But that's only from who? From the yesomim without a shvua. But if you want to collect from the lova himself, you're going to need a shvua if the lova asks you. Wow! If the lova asks you, and he's a taina bari, he says, I know for sure. I paid on day 15. I'm bari. If you're so bari, then the mom has to take a shvua. Oh, chazaka in a prayerful smile. It only said it vis-a-vis the lisonim. But mitzad the lova himself, who knows what's going on, he says, I myself did it. He has, you know what are those called? When you take a picture of yourself with all the smartphones, a selfie. He's got 8 selfies that he paid himself. Well, I don't know if that's good because maybe, maybe then he wouldn't have to take the shvu even. But okay, whatever. He says, I'm Titus Bari. The Yisom don't know what's flying. That's why you don't need a shvu. That's what Chazak ate in the Perek Masmana. But if the Lova would be there himself, the Lova could make the Malva take a shvu in order to collect. You got that down? Meaning our Gemara, Josh, is only talking about from the Lova. I'm sorry, our Gemara is only talking about when you take from the Yisomim. Chazak in a Brachos Mana, therefore you don't need a shul. But if you take it from the guy himself, and the guy, the Lova, asks you to take a shul, you're going to need a shul. However, our Tosis did not say that. What did our Tosis say? Binyamin, what did our Tosis say? Mikan Mashma. What is Mikan Mashma? Was he Machalik between the Lova or Yisomim?
No.
He was not. He said, no matter what, this Chazak is a powerful, it's like a cannon. It's like an F-15. It's so powerful, this chazaka, no one pays before. That means the Yisomim would not be able to ask for a shvua. You don't have to ask for a shvua. You don't have to take a shvua against the Yisomim. You don't even have to take a shvua against the Lov himself. Why is Tosis not Mechalik? So I want you guys to get this. So it could be Lamaisa. It could be that the Stiper and Simon Zion claims that Tainina. Let me ask you a question. What level is Tainin? Remember I wrote on the board yesterday at the end of the year, the two types of claims. Bari, and what's the other one?
Shema.
Bari and Shema, excellent. When you invoke Tainin, is that the status of a Bari or a Shema? So the Stipler claims that our Tosis holds it's the Shita of a Bari, and that's the Shita of the Rosh in the beginning of the second paragraph of Ksubis as well. Now those who are learning Cheskes Abatim and Bekiyas, there is a Tosa Lamed Gimel Leves that says that Tainin is a Tain of Shema. So that's Soser our Tosos. But at least Lamaisa, Tosos over there says it's a Shema and you can't be Mechayv Shvus Heses. Because in order to Mechayv Shvus Heses, the Toveya has to be a what? The Toveya has to be a what? In order to be Mechayv Shvus Heses, right? A tainish, if it's a Tain of Shema, then it's Yev Shal Mechayv Shvus Heses. Okay, if it's a Tain of Shema. But when you're Tainin Liyasme, it's a Taina of Bari. It's a level of Bari. So it comes out, Halach Lamaisa, it comes out that Tosis is of the opinion, Tosis is holding that there is no difference between who? There is no difference between who? The Lova and the Yisomim. Because even the Yisomim, through the mechanics of Tainina, will reach the level of Bari. And still, at the end of the day, I don't need a what? I don't need a Shvua. So if I don't need a Shvua to collect from Yisomim, who we were saying that what? Would have been the status of Tainina, which would have been a what? Which would have been a Shita of what? Shita of, would have been the status of a Bari. It still doesn't make a difference. I don't need a Shvua. So even the Lova himself, who claims that he's Bari from today until tomorrow, it will not generate a Shvua. This is the Chiddush that the Stipler wants to be Masver Tosis holds by us and the Rosh. Even though Tosis later on Lamed Gimel says it's a Taina of a Shema. It's a Taina of a Shema, and therefore, Allah Lama is a Taina of a Shema, and therefore, Lamai said it wouldn't be able to be Mechayev a Shvus Heses. Okay, but I'm just saying our Tosis would be against that. Okay? Yes, Aryeh.
How can you be mechalik between the Yisomim and the Lova? And the question is about filumei yasme, implying there's something, the yasme is more of a chiddush than something else.
Afilu miyasmi means what? No. What does afilu miyasmi mean? Because even though the next line of the Gemara says generally need a shrua, here I don't need. That's what I'm saying. It's focusing on that. Afilu miyasmi. But if the loaf himself asks...
But afilu implies that there's something obvious, and then there's a bigger finish. So the
yes.
bigger finish is miyasmi, so the obvious thing would be the loaf. And you also not have to...
No, you're saying the pasuk shot in the Gemara is okay. I hear what you're saying, but I'm arguing what you're saying because afilu is referring to the next line of the Gemara. Afilu yasmin means even though in general you always need a shrew to collect them, here you don't. But it's not speaking to the love at all. It's not speaking to the love at all. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think you have to say that at all. The pasuk shot in the afilu is referring to the next line of the Gemara. So this Tosfos is saying that there is no chiluk between the two, because anyway, if you would have used Yisom, it's a bari, so there's no difference between the bari and the Yisom. That's number one. Number two...
Rabbi, I think you're more assuming that because since Ba'afil Miyasveh, the Avodah Gavdar, implying that we have a base thing, and
right.
then we have an extra tradition of Miyasveh, and then we have the Avodah. If you wanted to say only on Miyasveh, then wouldn't you say Ba'afil Miyasveh?
I thought you were going to say the opposite and support what I was saying.
No,
it's all a running together. I think the Avogav is a run on. It's all a continuation of the line. I hear what you're saying, but I think the Pasuk Shad is the way I'm saying it. That it had in mind, but Avogav, you don't generally require a Shua. Here you don't, know, Mice. Okay, you're saying good, are you? But I think not that way. Now, the Stiper points out as well, please get it. One second. The Stiper points out as well. In Tyson, Binyamin and Yosef have questions. Let's get this. The Stiper points out in Shvuas Mem Alvanav, the Tyson writes that what this din of Shvua Ba Lifim in Simon is midin what? This din, Aryeh, of taking a Shvua before you extract from the Simon is a din of Taininen, or it's a special Takana? Is that a form of Taininen? That we require a Shvua, or is it a special Takana? He says it's a special Takana. And the takana is anytime you have a doubt, you need a shvua. And we strengthen the koch of the tain of Hashema, like we strengthen the tain of the koch of shvui shtabli b'tain is bari. It's a very strong concept. You follow me? Aryeh. We're very much, it's a special takana for the Yisom. It's not taininin. It's not of the getter of taininin. It's a special takana. We don't want to hurt Yisom. Yes? Never. And it strengthens even if it would be a tiny shema, we would strengthen it because out of suffix you always need a shvua. We strengthen a tiny shema just like we strengthen the shvua of a shtava leave a tiny spark. It's a very important thing we look out for the yisom. It's a special tikkun yuchedes. But if it's against chazaka einan aparim tochs mano, it loses. And just like what, it doesn't exist for tochs mano. Also lamaisa, it doesn't exist for lamaisa tainin as well. And since Taininen doesn't exist, Tosmano, so too what? So too the pshat is that what? He says, therefore, just like what? Taininen doesn't exist? Yes? It's a Tainis Bari, but it what? Doesn't work? So too, Tosman, Lamais, you don't need any what? You don't need any shvu at all, halacha Lamais. Okay? So this is the Chiddush that the stipend wants to take. It's not a din of Taininen, it's a special Takana, and this Takana doesn't work, Tosman. So it doesn't work, Tosman. You don't need anything. And that's why Tais is not machalic between what? Between the Lova and the Yisomim himself. So let's chazer over what we have so far. Please get it. What do we have so far, guys? Let's get it. We start off today looking for what the Makar of the Amar Rabbanan is. You always need a shul. Tosus thought it would be from Amana. It can't because it's an Ibez. And then Tais gave a possibility, Ksubas Pei Dalin. Right? The case of what? The guy died, Bishameis, Viniach Isha Ubalkov. And he left it by a loaf or a Yorish, and they have to what? Give it to the Yorish, and then if they want to collect from the Yorish, they have to take a shul. The other one is Yisomim and Yisomim. But Tosus then ends up saying, Mikan, the principle is, yes, not from those Mishnayas, but from our Gemara, that what? That if you take out a Shtar Chov, and Yosef says, Rabbi, take a shul that I didn't pay you, Tosman, I don't need to take a shul. Because Chazaka is so strong. Fine. That's Tosis. What the Ramban say the riot was? From the fact that we don't say Taininen. We don't say Taininen. The father was in Ishtabali. He didn't pay me back Tosman. Taininin, we make a claim, Beisdin, on behalf of who? On behalf of the orphans. We would have gotten up and made a claim that the father would have asked for a shua. So if the father would ask for a shua, and we don't make that claim here, it must be that the chazak is so strong, we don't say taininin. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, we see that what? We see that since we don't do taininin, if I take out a shtar chov and you say lemaisa, you go after Yisomen, lemaisa, you go after Yisomen, lemaisa, since we don't say taininin, that shows the chazak is so strong. But he proves it from the fact of taininin. What'd you say? I can't hear you. No, the Rabban says, why don't you say taininin? Let's say you took out a shtar chov against Yisomen. Right? The Yisomen Gedolim. What does our Gemara say? You collect without a shul. Why don't we say taininin? That the father would have said ishtabali. Because the chazakah beats that, correct. The chazakah destroys that. So you see from there that the chazakah destroys that, so he says, oh, mikana amashu also, that if you took a shtar chov, one gavra against another gavra, he cannot tell you ishtabali lo pratika. But he proved it from taininin. The Ramban proved it, but our Tosos proved it directly from the Gemara. Why does he look at taninin? So we want to suggest Tosos, you never see taninin and tainet not shkir. And this is a tainet not shkir. That's why Tosos does not what? Does not even look to taninin. The Ramban looks to taninin because the Ramban Lashutosos says what? The Ramban Lashutosos says what? That we do taninin and tainet shkir. Why? Because it depends upon what the getter of taninin is. Is it to be a mouthpiece? Then you wouldn't say it on a tiny slow shiach. If you say it just configuring facts, then you would say it even on a shiach. Okay, next akuda was. What was the next akuda that we said? We said the Rush quotes the Ramban, the Shem Rav Haigon, that the Lova himself can be mashpia. The Lova himself can be mashpia. The Lova himself can be mashpia if he's towing Bari. In our Gemara, it was only talking about the Yisomen. Yisomim are not a bari, so therefore there's no chiyav shua, and they can't make a taina. But if the lova does it himself, you can't, lamaisa. If the lova does it himself, alacha lamaisa, the lova can force the shua. The Gemara is only talking about who? Yisomim. Our Tosfos, though, doesn't make that chiluk. Our Tosfos does not make that chiluk. Why? Because tainin in any way, lamaisa, Tainin in any way is a tain of a bari. And therefore, if the bari will not beat out the chazak and the chazak, it doesn't matter whether it's the lova or it's the what? The yisomen. Even though it's against the tais later on that says tainin is a shema, okay, it's a steering tais. And number two is that the stipler writes that tais is holds like the tais in shuas. That the din of Abal Lifrael and the Chosu Mishubar and the is what? Not a din of Tainin. It's a special takan of Yuchedis of the Chachamim. That Misafik, you always need a Shua. Again, a takan of Misafik, you need a Shua. And we strengthen the Shema. We strengthen the Koach, but Tain the Shema, like it's strong. Kamosha Olin, like we take the Shua, the Shua is stably, the Tain is Bari. We strengthen everything, Lamaisa. We're still looking out for them. And still it loses to what? Chazak and Brahmsmano. So if that loses to Chazak and Terach Smano, certainly Lamaisa, when you take out a star with a Gavra against a Gavra, no Yisomen case, it's going to lose as well. Certainly it's going to lose as well. And therefore Taisa says, I don't care. This Chazak is a super duper Chazak. Super duper. You know what super duper is? There is no word in the English language duper. You look from today until you won't find it. You know, Rhodes actually to my Rebbe, he's one of the Gedolei Yisrael, he speaks a beautiful English, a Prince English. Like the Rav Zatzal used to speak. So I once said that in Shir. Super duper. He looked at me like I was from the planet Mars. Duper. What is duper? I said, look in the Webster Dictionary. It's right there. No, I didn't say that. That would have been chutzpah also. But I remember, and he didn't know, he was laughing. Because never, you know, duper's not a word, right? It's not an English word. But in our lingo, it is, right? Yeah? So in other words, it means that this chazakah of Anabrahim is such a super duper chazakah, it's amazing chazakah, that it beats out everything. And therefore, Tosfos is not machalik. Whether the Yisomim ask for it, the Lova ask for it, doesn't make a difference. You're a gova, and you make a claim, you pay Tosfos money, you're not believed. Nothing. I don't need to take a shoe, I collect. What we're left with here is the Rush. What does the Rush say? What does the Rosh say? Why, according to the Rosh, can the Yisomim not mechayev a shvua? Aren't we due Tainin and Tainis Bari? Right? Who asked this kasha? You guys found it, Benji? The Papula Charifta on the bottom of the Rosh Osfud asked the kasha. He asked the kasha, he says, why can't the Yisomim mechayev a shvua? Don't we do Taininin? Is it Tainis Bari? If it's a Tainis Bari, shouldn't that be mechayev a shvua? Gemara says you don't need a shvua. So the answer says the Pipuli Harifta in the bottom of the Rosh in Os Yud. Even though the Rosh in the third parak of Cheskabad, the parak Gimel Simin Yud Zayin, says Yisomim would be Mechai the Hesses, they would Mechai the Toveya even to take a Hesses. Sometimes a Toveya would take a Hesses. Even though their Taina is a Shema, even though their Taina is a Shema, because Tainin Liasme. No. There's even the Shitas Arosh is. That Yisomim or Mechayev the Shvuas Hesses from the Tovei has got to take Hesses, even though the Tain is a Shema, and Shema is not Mechayev usually a Hesses, but this because of Tainin Liasme. So if that's the case, why can't you Mechayev a Shvuah then? We have the din of Taininin. Taininin bolsters even a Shema. What's the answer, Binyamin? Because Toch Zman is a Chazaka. And it's a super duper chazaka. It is the super heavyweight of all chazakas. And therefore nothing at all is questioned. And therefore, we don't even do taininin. We don't even do taininin against this chazaka. And that's what the small means in Simenai and Gimel Sukkot and Yigimel. We never do taininin on a taina that's not shchiach. Like Taisa said in Ayinim and Beis. We don't do Tainin of Yisom, that there was an onus, there was an accident that play happened, that there was a lightning bolt that destroyed the car. Rahman al-Ansam, so terribly, the last few days, you see what happened in Kentucky? Rahman al-Ansam, how many people were killed? 220 miles, a tornado. The industry's in charge of everything. You never do Tainin of Yisom, it's not Shkir. What do you mean? Not to say it was an onus. An onus, that never happens. How long has that ever had? I think it's the worst tornado in the history of the world. 220 miles. Usually they pop up to Shemayim. They go, they move a little bit, and then they go up to Shemayim. Hashem brings them up to Shemayim. They travel for 220 miles and destroyed many people. And people are homeless with Mawlana Islam. We have to show empathy. So we see that Taisa says we don't do the Tainin of Yisomid Nensu because it's a Milsalo Shechicha. That's exactly what the Stipe was saying. So the bottom line is, you could say the Chiddush of the Rosh. You could say the Chiddush of the Rosh. You could say the Chiddush of the Rosh, and therefore what can you do? You could say the Chiddush of the Rosh, and the Chiddush of the Rosh will bolster a Shema with Tainin into a Bari, and you'll say Tainin, and it even is Mechai the Hesses. Lamais, even though a Shema is normally not Mechai the Hesses, but Lamais, if I do Tainin, it bolsters into a Bari. Here I won't do Taininin because I know they did not pay Toksman. I know they did not pay. And if they did not pay, that's it. Even though the Rush himself said, B'shem Nerman, if the Loba does it himself, what's the din? You have to take a shvua. That's the Loba. But when you're using Taininin and you're using what? Against this Chazaka? No, it loses. So the chazaka is a super duper chazaka. It's strong. It's not enough to beat out the Lov himself, according to Toises it was, but not according to the Rosh. So that's the chiddush that I want to bring out. This mahalach lemais comes out to be a tremendous mahalach, and you'll see in Baba Basra. Normally Hesses in Cheskabatim, Hesses I always say is always from the Nidfa. Usually the Nidfa, the Lov is taking the Hesses, but once in a while we find that the Hesses is set on the Malva. The Malva has to do it. And it has to take a somewhat of a hesses too. It's rare, but you see that in that sugi over there in Baba Basra, in Cheska Sabat. Okay, everyone got this chlor? This is the shtickle, guys. The shtick, amazing. Yes, Binyamin, go ahead. First Binyamin and then Yasef. Go ahead.
I still understand the Rosh's original halakha, when he's asking the question on Tosfos. We said the whole reason why the Yisomim are able to, the Yisomim ask for a shvuah is because any time you try to take it from a Yosom, I mean, the Rabbanon, he said that you have to give a shvuah. So the moment you start saying that the father is going to start asking for a shvuah, we laugh in his face. He's not a Yosom. Why do we care about if he asks for a shvuah? We have a shtar chabiyadi. We say that you didn't pay. Well, who cares if we have a chazaka or anything? I have a shtar. You didn't pay. You don't get to demand a shvua. Who cares? So then why is the Rosh saying, oh, there's a chiluk between the father and the yosom? The yosom gets to have a shvua because it's the yosom. The father, where did he come from?
In our sugya, the lov himself can be mashpia the malva, lemaisa. He can be mashpia the malva, lemaisa. That's what he's saying. The lov himself in our sugya is not a star. Whoa. Our sugya is not a star. I told you that. Tosis is the one who says be kind of mashpia if you're dealing with a star. Yeah. Our sugya is not talking about a star. Our sugya is talking about a milval peh. There is no star. So normally you have to collect with a shua. Right? Normally you have to collect with a shua. But here there's a chazaka so strong you don't need a shua. But what happens if the lov himself is alive and he says, I want a shua? The Rosh says you need it. Taisa says you don't.
Why would he say I want a shua? He'll just say, you have no proof that and goes and he leaves.
What do you mean? He agreed that there was a thief.
Okay, so then my statement would be, he what? Already said he paid it, then it's a Pesha Asr, Pesha Yitir.
Right.
He opens up his mouth and he says, "Oh yeah, I did borrow money, but I also paid it back already." The moment that there's no proof that the shtar,
you're asking the Rosh Bashim, the Ramban Bashim of Haigon, mm-hmm. The Lov himself Kimashpi of the Mavet says he claims a bar. You're saying why? It's a milval pet. Let him just be believed, and that's it. You're saying.
That's it.
Let him just be believed, and that's it. Let the lover be believed, and that's it.
If there's no star, there's no even, there's no nothing. Why is he asking you to say it?
Because it's wrong. Not. It's wrong what you're saying. I'm glad you're asking that. Because what does the Mishnah say in Baba Kama? What does the Mishnah say in Baba Kama? I come over to you and I say, you owe me $100. Mm-hmm. Mishnah Baba Kama Kufi Chesem is. You got to know this. You say, I don't know. What's the din? You're punting. You're right. What's the call of Raya? What happens if I say, I know that I paid you, but what? I'm sorry, I know there was a loan, but what? I want you to get this. We always say this. I know there was a loan, but I paid you back. What happens if I say, I don't know? Enyo de ischayafti is what? I'm going to write this on the board. Enyo de ischayafti is punting. You're right. What's the call of Raya? Enyo de praticha is what? Chayiv, because there's a cheskes chiyuv. I agreed there was a loan. I need to prove that I paid you back.
So why is he asking for any kind of shvua? Then he just has to prove that he paid back or not. That's it.
Because what is the situation? Toksman. He claimed Toksman. So he paid. He claimed Toksman. We have a chazaka.
You're saying now he's not sure.
In a case where there's a chazaka of ain't a bread, can you still ask me for a shvua? That's what the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is saying he can still ask for a shul. Tosfos is saying no, he can't.
Why? I don't understand why you'd be wanting.
Everyone follow up in Yom and saying in the case of he's saying I paid you back, Toksman. So can he still ask for a shul? The Rosh says yes, he can. Tosfos says no because Mamaisa Eidan Abrepa's mano is not as super duper as Tosfos thinks it is. That the guy can still ask Mamaisa. He says he did it. He has a time his bargain. That's a tiny bar.
I don't even understand how that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm putting on, because Tosfos the Lova holds that's a tiny bar. Mm-hmm. The Rush holds that's a tiny bar with the Lova that is up. When the Yisomim do it, it's a Shema. In fact, we were had to be Masbir. Why can't the Yisomim be Mechai the Shua? Let it be a tiny bar. The answer is the Chazaka doesn't allow it to do it. Avaner doesn't allow it to get there. But if you have an actual what? Live person bari, then that's enough to generate a shua. Over what Einan Pare. And Tosfos says that's ridiculous. Tosfos says Einan Pare is so strong, that's it, done.
If he's bari, then he paid for Toksman, then that's it. And he's, then
no, it's not. That's the Nakuda they're arguing about. That's the Nakuda they're arguing about. How powerful is Einan Pare? Because I'm telling you how it goes. Because Einan Pareya is only strong to a certain level. If the guy himself, Bikvoto Batsma, is yelling, Tainas Bari, then you have to take a shul. Even if, and Tosh says no, that it's such a super duper chazaka, even if he's claiming the Tainas Bari, you don't have to do anything. That's the Nakuda. How powerful is chazaka in Amtarev Rosman?
So,
That is the Nakuda Machlekes Tosfos in the Rosh.
Shalova says, I paid you, and I'm borrowed. I borrowed it, and I'm borrowing that I paid you. That's Peshas or Peshiter.
Not if it's Toksman. It's just saying Toksman. That's different.
But it's, I don't understand why Toksman.
Again, Eidio Dea Praticha means what? There's a Cheskes Chiyuv. There's a Cheskes Chiyuv. But he's saying, I paid Toksman. There's a concern in that. To what degree? Can I still generate a shrew on that? The Rosh says yes. Tyson says no.
So the
that's the Nakuda.
So the Chazaka beats the Migo, saying that...
Yes. That's the next Shiloh in the Gemara. We're going to get to on Sunday. Okay? All right, let's get to the Chumash. Okay? Please chazen this over. And Sunday, we got to go fight through the Gemara. A little bit, a segment, a few lines off the Vamonav, and then we got to do the Tais on the bottom. Okay? We got a lot to do. Okay, let's close with Chumash. Please get this. A lot of times we poo-poo small things. Small things of chesed that a person can do, we poo-poo them. We should never trivialize and minimize small things. Bless you. Where do we find this in the Parsha? When Yaakov died, they were bringing him to be buried in Maris Machpelah. And there's a Goren Eted. What is the Goren Eted? It was a threshing floor that used to be good. Once Yaakov died, the famine came back and it was surrounded by thorns. And they couldn't get to it. They could get to it. And they passed by with the funeral procession, and the Canaanites girded their belts or stood up or pointed their fingers to say, look how great Yaakov was. And the Mitzrayim knew it too as well, because the famine came right back after he died. And the Medrash praises them for raising their hands and said, look how great that man was. Small things. The smallest things are recorded by Hashem when they're for good. Bad and kosher came for good things. There's a story told about the Vilna Gaon's wife. She once collected stucco with another lady, and they made a deal with one another that whoever would die first would come to the other in a dream and would tell them what they're doing in Shabbat. So the other lady passed away first and came to the Gaon's wife once in a dream, like their deal. And she said, the Gaon, what's doing in Shabbat? That was our deal. She said, I can't tell you because they don't let me, but there is one thing that they'll let me tell because since we made a deal. What is the one thing? Do you remember the time that we went to collect money from a Gavir's wife, a very wealthy man, and she wasn't home? And we walked away from the house, depressed and upset. And then we saw her. Then we saw her at the other side of the street, and you pointed to her with your finger. And they went over there, the other side of the street, and they collected a lot of money from her. Do you know in Shomayim they recorded that event? Not only do we do the mitzvah of collecting money for the anim, but they recorded that you lifted your finger and said, oh, there she is. The smallest things are what are recorded in Shemayim. So never, never, ever trivialize those. And the Canaanites lifted their finger and say about Yaakov Avinu, they were rewarded greatly. They were rewarded greatly. So if you ever have an opportunity to do a small thing, don't poo-poo it. We used that word in Lumdus phrase earlier this week too. Remember what it was about? Poo-pooing the chiyuv, right? The chiyuv. Right? Wasn't it poo-pooing the payment?
Yeah.
So, Lamaisa, I want you to keep in mind this concept. Number two, I want you to think about the Mechiris Yosef. I want you to think about, was there a Mechiba? The Rabbi Mechai says there was not. And the Meshech Chochmah says every Aveira you do, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, God forbid, hurt someone, harkens back to that sale of Yosef. That's what he writes. Every Aver bin Amalmakum harkens back to the Egel HaZahav. He quotes a Medrash. That's what it says in the Bracha in Yom Kippur. Machal l'shifta Yeshuun. Sachon machal l'shifta Yeshuun. That's how it's mastered this. So Rabbi Nebuchai says he could not be mochel on the Lev Shalom. He could not. But the Orach HaKadosh Kaddish has a different approach. You know what he says? He says, Hashem treated it for the good. He said, this is not Benon L'Chaver. Benon L'Chaver, you always look at the outcome. Benon L'Makom, you don't look at the outcome. A person has to do kapara for what he did wrong. And the truth of the matter is, if you thought to eat ham, and it turned out to be a OU corned beef sandwich, you need to do kapara. I didn't eat the ham sandwich. It was OU corned beef. Doesn't make a difference. You need kapara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, is treated as Hashem chashavtem laila tova. Hashem is considered good. So the bottom line is that don't worry about it. The Reb Chaim HaKadosh says you don't have to worry about it. So it's kind of like a mechila. I don't know, or even more than that. It's not something that he was meichel. He said it's in the Eibishter's hands. So it's a different approach. But what I wanted to close with is we have to be very, very cognizant of small things, certainly when it's been on Chaver. And try never to hurt anyone to the best of our abilities. How much more so help other people? How much more so to help other people? And to realize that Ben Amla Chavero rests upon outcome. What did the guy feel? My intentions weren't that way, but you have to get out of yourself and say, what would the guy think? What would he think about this? And even if it's the major things, but also the smallest things as well. So I want to combine these two elements. Small things, but in the realm of Beit HaMachaveiro. And to be reflective, and to be aware, and to be in tune with it in a very strong way. And to be a thoughtful and empathic person, like we said, what happened in Kentucky this week. I have no shaykhs to Kentucky. What do I have shaykhs to Kentucky? Unless you're a college basketball fan, right? You like Calipari, right? No, that's not what it is. I don't care, even if they didn't exist. Kentucky basketball. We have empathy. People are homeless now. People lost their children. This is something you need to think about. A small moment. A few seconds, a few minutes to reflect. Maybe to put it in your tefillah that the Eibishter should take care of them. This is what we're learning from Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov HaTzadik. The small things, and to realize how the ramifications of the Chius Yosef work. The mice. And the Reb Chaim HaKadosh saying was Meichel Zayin. Ben Rechai saying not that way. Whatever it is, to be reflective and in tune with it. And in that sense, Hashem will make us matzliach in all endeavors. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Hopefully I'll see everyone in the bowling. 8 o'clock, there's other Shem. Okay, we'll have pizza. And everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. So you're giving the address for the... you don't need to bring any money at all for the thing. And 8 o'clock, there's Shem. Some, so we should prepare the divitary if you can, Lamaise. Because it's not Mincha. Who wants to stop for the Yomim?